There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm really living on the edge today. I wore a short sleeve sweater. I know. I must be crazy. March 11th, and I got a short sleeve sweater on. Actually, I just looked at the forecast. The first short sleeve shirt I remember wearing in a long time, however. So, dress appropriately for the weather. That's what your mom always used to say, right? And, the school officials. So, I'm living on the edge today, Todd. I just wanted to let you know. Right
there on the
edge.
Wow.
And I understand you have a kitchen sink in your yard. What the heck's that all about? So
it's not in my yard anymore.
Upside down in this world. I'm wearing short sleeve shirts in March, and Todd has a. That's what Phil Parker told me.
It's long gone.
It is.
He's drive by my house more. Does there for a little while. Well, I mean, our kitchen's ripped apart, and the contractor left it. And I thought, no, I'm paying him to take care of that kind of stuff, so I'm going to make a statement and leave it there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thought maybe it was a new ornament. Something to adorn the yard.
Thinking about getting a couple of, firebirds on blocks or something there and jazzing up the place.
This is the program we call What's on Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen. And it was on my mind. I had to ask because
you open that door. Don't forget that.
And we want to know what's on your mind. When you call us at 800-228-0550, we can have that dialogue, okay?
Are you and Parker really out of the stuff to talk about that you're talking about my front yard?
No,
really?
It just was on my mind. Phil had brought it up a few minutes ago, and I wanted to make sure I got it off my chest, and now I know. And now I've got the full story. 701-258.
Have him get some better show prep then. Okay, good to know.
0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. And there are other things on my mind. I would like to engage the listeners in a little exercise today. Find whatever paper you read when you begin your day, whether it's online or actually physically holding a copy of the paper in your hand. Take your pick, any newspaper, and do me a favor and let me know where you find a story on a study that was released. It was over the lunch hour yesterday, so it isn't like we required any newspaper reporters to work late into the evening in order to cover this particular news. But to me, it's news. You know, it's pretty extraordinary. And the news is the fact that in the year most recently available, which is 2013, the oil and gas industry in North Dakota contributed $43 billion to our economy. $43 billion. Now, I know there's a lot of economic activity going on in the state. And I know, $1 billion isn't a lot of money to some folks anymore. But that's an extraordinary number. You know what else is amazing? Over 80,000 jobs as well. Direct and what they call secondary jobs. And the most amazing thing is just the amount of growth. We're talking about 750% since 2005. Just off the charts, incredible growth. And there's all kinds of numbers here. There's, there's who gets the dollars, retail, about $11 billion benefit, households and royalties and salaries and wages is a huge number, like $9 billion. All kinds of different industries, business and personal services, about $3 billion, communications and public utilities, about $2 billion. I mean, the ripple effect, right? Finance, insurance, and real estate, about $4.5 billion. The houses for sale and economic. Government's a big windfall. Huge, $4.4 billion, all kinds of taxes that are paid, and that funds schools and roads and infrastructure and law enforcement. Here's my question. Isn't this news? Isn't that news? I mean, it's an NDSU, Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economic Study. I did a little Google search, if that's still any good, and I found a KX4 story and a Say Anything blog, but I can't find a newspaper that's covered it. And maybe I've missed it. So if you find it, let me know where it is, because look, if a train goes off the road anywhere on the planet that has a drop of Bakken crude on it, we've got the photos, jumping from the newspaper. Or a pipeline leak of any size. Some of late have been larger than we like. That's news. I'm not suggesting that's not news, although some I would argue aren't necessarily news the way they're played. Why isn't this news? Why I don't understand that. We're going to chat with the author, co-author of the study, and a research scientist and economist at the NDSU Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics a little later on in the program, to kind of walk through these numbers a little bit. But I have a legitimate question here, I think, to say, well, why isn't this news? Well, where's the news here? Why isn't this better covered? I want to know. Okay, we're going to chat about that today. Spent a good deal of time yesterday at the North Dakota Legislature. It was Energy Day up there. And by the way, the prime example of exactly what this study shows. People from every corner of North Dakota, financial planning, restaurants, hotels, agriculture, farmers, all kinds of people benefiting in a positive way from the oil and gas development. But other than that, it was kind of a quiet day up there. And then I see a story today about a family from Grace City, North Dakota. You know where Grace City is, Don?
Not without some Google help.
65 miles north of Jamestown. Who needs Google? You got me.
You didn't Google it, right?
No, I didn't. So this this family up there by the name of the Kulsrudes have three boys aging in range from 13 to 9 that have a rare disorder that is damaging their brains and robbing them of physical abilities. If you don't treat this, it's a death sentence. The treatment need is barred by the Food and Drug Administration because it hasn't gone to the clinical trial stage yet. So there is some legislation right now in the Senate. Actually, it's already passed the Senate and had its first House committee hearing yesterday that would get this family the drug they need. This is, how often can you vote on something that could save a life? I think that's really neat. And I hope this fast tracks through the House. Because again, this is what this would say is families, all right, here's the full disclosure. This isn't through all the normal protocols yet, but do you want to give it a try? It's really the right to try. And five states now have passed right to try laws. North Dakota, one of 20 states considering measures to help patients obtain access to treatments that are under FDA review. Makes sense, doesn't it? If you had a disease that had no approved treatment, only had some experimental things, would you not want the right to decide whether or not to use it? And again, it's their choice. Sounds like America to me.
Amen.
I'd like to see that happen. And our thoughts and prayers for those folks. But I just thought, gosh, what a neat deal that you got legislators able to vote on something that could save some lives. And my heart aches for this family. Tough darn deal. We also have a couple of interesting national stories. We spent some time yesterday on the Hillary story, and she came out with a really lame press conference yesterday. I don't know if anybody, I'm sure you heard clips of it, but if you heard it, you're following the news, is it believable at all? Just a head scratcher. And I also want to talk a little bit about this latest fraternity scandal down in Oklahoma. Idiots, total idiots on this bus singing this stupid song. But I'm also wondering if the punishment fits the crime. And fraternities are getting a bad name for a number of things going on. Parents, tell me, you want your kids joining a fraternity? If your kids are in a fraternity, do you see some value there? What's your take on those stories? And I have a neat story that we're going to share. I have it posted on Facebook already. And we're going to need the help of some atheists to explain how in the world this happened. We'll do that after a little while here. I'll do that next hour. But also on the program today, we're going to chat with Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association. They're a group of about 450 farm families that are busy at the legislature, so we'll tell you about what they're doing on behalf of landowners and working on a lot of things related to oil and gas development. So we'll get an update on that. Let me get to the phones here at 800-228-0550 so you can weigh in on these or any other stories and tell me what's on your mind today. And I need your help scouring the papers to see if we can find that study, if that's news. So need your help there, folks. Grab the paper and give me a call. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott.
How are you?
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Pretty close, yeah.
Well, how can you not just be in a bouncy, good darn mood with weather like this, right?
Right.
And it's March.
It definitely helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, Todd told me yesterday that it might be 77 on Sunday. Wasn't that what you said?
That's what AccuWeather had, anyway, was 77, yeah.
That's almost like 2-1, we're crying out loud.
Sounds great.
But then by Thursday or Friday, they're in the 30s again.
Whatever. Ooh, whatever. It's Dan Stevens nice forever.
Yeah.
I'm okay with a little 70 reprieve. Hey, Jamie, you probably didn't call to talk about the weather. What you did call about, we'll get to right after the break, so hold tight. Then Don and Bismarck on What's On Your Mind. Give us a ring. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff-paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The council board of directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, Scott Hinnom here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatments Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Besides the weather, by the way, there's another reason to have a little bounce in your step today, especially if you're an NDSU Bison fan, because the team that was picked to finished fifth in their conference at the beginning of the season last night knocked off SDSU 57-56 in a thriller and is headed back to the big dance. Unbelievable. That's a fun story. It's really Really a neat one. Gotta be excited about that. Especially you got a young coach, and it's really cool. Anyway, Jamie, back to you. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I know you talked about it before, and I called in and talked to Representative Kramer about it when Obama had the ATF trying to ban this .223 ammunition. And all the senators had signed a letter to the ATF stating that they'd, you know, the ban was unconstitutional, and I know the Congressman Kramer had already signed on to one in the House. I looked at the list yesterday, and all the senators who signed it, 52 of them were Republicans. There wasn't a Democrat on there, and it's, I'm not mistaken, Heidi Heitkamp claims, and I do mean claims, to be pro-Second Amendment. Her name wasn't on there, so next time she's running for office and claims to be pro-gun, you know, that doesn't hold any water with me. I mean, I knew she was a phony pro-gun supporter anyways, but, I mean, that just proves my point, as should anybody else. But on a good note, since the NRA was working with the House and the Senate on that and wrote this letter to the ATF, they did repeal that ban. I mean, they're not gonna ban that ammunition as of right now. That's not in the plan. So, you know, thanks to everybody who contacted their senators and congressmen. And, you know, it was just another way for this administration to harass people who own AR-15s. And Heidi is right along board with them, apparently.
Have you called her office or inquired at all as to what that means?
No. I don't waste my time calling her.
You don't, huh?
Nope. Her and I are on a complete opposite spectrum, Scott. She's a big left-wing progressive, and I'm a right-winger. So she would act like she would want to hear what I said, but, you know, behind her eyes, she couldn't care less what a right-winger like me thinks.
But see, here's the deal. Heidi Heitkamp's career in North Dakota as a politician would be over if she relied solely on Democrats to be elected. She'd be done. Finito. Okay?
Well, that's the problem. People should open their eyes and realize that that's what she is. She's a liberal progressive. She's not a middle-of-the-roader. People need to start realizing that when they vote.
Well, I happen to agree with you, and she's just very, very good politically to have most of the media fawn over her for being in the middle, and some people that don't pay enough attention to think that she's, you know, in the middle as well. I mean, again, the one issue you have to give her credit for that she did buck the administration happened to be on, you know, a Second Amendment issue that had Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer spitting nails mad. But outside of that, there's not been much she's bucked the administration on. I mean, she's got rhetoric on the Keystone XL pipeline. She's certainly voted differently than them, but not been able to bring enough Democrats on. To me, it's not enough to be against something or for something. It's a matter of what did you get done? What did you accomplish? How many other members of your side did you bring over? What do you have to show for it, right? It's not just talking about it.
But on another thing that she voted for, well, 90% of the Senate Republicans voted against other gun control, so it wasn't going to pass anyway. So Harry Reid just said, go ahead and act like you're pro-gun and vote with them guys.
Well, and that happens on both sides. You know,
she's middle of the road. What is it, 96% of the time she's voted with Harry Reid and Obama? So, I mean, that, like I said before, that must be some common core middle of the road stuff. But it's the upper 90 percentile. That's far from middle of the road. Kevin Kramer and Hovind are far. What's Kramer, like 86% of the time he votes with the Republicans? I mean, that's even more middle of the road than so-called middle of the road Heidi. At any rate, that ban's been repealed, so, you know, got to stay vigilant on this stuff because I'm sure they're going to be trying to do something else to harass us.
All right, Jamie, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Don and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Don. Welcome to the program.
Oh, okay. Earlier, you talked about some people north of Jamestown that believes that desperately needed treatment for some weird thing that has popped up.
I did, yep. Yeah,
but anyway, that set me off to an idea that in a law that would require any licensed practitioner, whether it's a dentist, an eye doctor, internal medicine, whatever, if you went to them with your complaint, and they said, this is what we can do for you, and this is how we will do it, at that point, he would then have to point out that there are alternatives to what he does. So many times, you go here or there, and, well, you do what they do. You know, that's what they have. But wait a minute. There may be an alternative out there that would be better or cheaper or cost next to nothing. And present-day Germany has a law. When you go to whatever practitioner, he has to point out whatever alternatives are out there. If that were done in the United States, a lot of our troubles would go away. And I guess that's my pitch. Thank you.
So you want this full disclosure from the doc?
You could call it that, yes.
Yeah, you want to, you know, okay. Here's, yeah. And I hear what you're saying. I mean, I think some of that's on us, isn't it? In other words, if he tells you, well, you got to do this, and, you know, you got to get a second opinion or you do a little bit of research or, you know.
You're right, but see, you've got this problem and your morale is shot and you're not too likely to look around, you know. You know, you've got your hat in your hand. Boy, I got trouble. This guy's going to help me. Well, I've already said it. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Don. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. We're talking about a family from Grace City, North Dakota, which is north of Jamestown. That's what prompted the call from Don. And I love Terry Wanzek's line about the legislation, which, again, has already passed in the North Dakota Senate. Now it's over in the House. And Senator Wanzek said, let's send a message to the FDA on how we feel. I can't understand why they wouldn't help a family that is as desperate as this one. So good for Senator Wanzek for sticking up for them. And as I say, often they get a chance to vote on something that could save lives in the North Dakota legislature. That's pretty cool. Earlier caller mentioned Congressman Kevin Cramer. He will not be on today. Wednesdays is our normal talk radio town hall day, although it changes a little bit depending on the congressional calendar. I mentioned this briefly on Monday, but haven't really mentioned it since. But Congressman Cramer lost his father this week, who had been battling cancer. And the funeral actually tomorrow in Kindred. Prayer service tonight in Kindred and the funeral tomorrow in Kindred. But keep Congressman Kevin Cramer and the entire Cramer family in your thoughts and prayers at this time. And just want to let you know there will not be, obviously, a talk radio town hall this week as a result of what's obviously a higher priority for Kevin and the family today. So we'll take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the author of the study that, to me, is the big news story of the day in North Dakota today. Newspapers don't think so. I'm still waiting for anybody to find it in a newspaper anywhere in North Dakota. But $43 billion economic impact from the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. Isn't that big news? I think it's big news.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil can. I have to update my numbers now. I can't talk about 60,000 jobs. I got to talk about 80,000 jobs. Yeah, and we used to talk about a $30 billion impact, and now it's a $43 billion impact. You know what's amazing about this is just the amount of growth, the timeline that that's happened. That's just mind-blowing. We're going to talk to the author study. The study's author, from NDSU in just a moment, because to me it's just big, big, big news, without question. And I'm a little perplexed on why it isn't in more of the papers today. Calling all newspaper reporters. This is news. Hello? Anybody home? Jeff in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a comment about those little figurines you guys were talking about earlier, the little jockeys or the guys holding the little lamps that had their faces painted black.
Yeah, so folks that might have missed this, Jeff, because that was a conversation with Phil Parker on K-Fire this morning when he brought up Todd's kitchen sink thing as a lawn ornament. And I mentioned that my folks would stop once in a while at those, you know, roadside places and buy different, you know, ornaments for the yard. And the one I most remember was one we had at the end of our driveway. It was a little jockey with the lantern. And so I brought that one up. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep, those are the ones. And my information could be wrong because I don't remember where I heard it or saw it, whatever. But I was told that those were actually a symbol for the Underground Railroad back in the 1800s. So the escaped slaves, if they saw that in the plantation owner's yard or whatever, it was actually reverse of what you would think as a racist symbol. It was a symbol that they could get a hold of these people and they'd help them go north.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know the history.
Yeah, and I'm, like I said, it could be wrong. I don't remember where I picked it up, but that's what I remember seeing. It was either on a program somewhere or something, but you know, I could, you know, check it out to make sure I'm not feeding a bunch of people full of baloney.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Well,
my front yard sink would become so famous. This is Phil thinks I should paint that for Easter, so he'll put it back out there.
By the way, Jeff, I mentioned with Phil that, you know, I had a friend that said, "You can't have that in your yard. That's racist." So if your story's accurate, I better get that information to him and say anything. But it was in fact helping folks out. So
yeah, our cousins actually had one of those in their front yard when I was a kid.
Interesting. Appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks a bunch. We have an emailer sent a note asking about this drug that is needed for the three boys, Grace City. Wondering if it's legal anywhere else, Canada, Europe, Australia. If so, how about starting a statewide fundraiser to send the family there for help? I don't know if it's available anywhere else. We should have the family on, especially if this ultimately gets passed and they get some help here. We'll effort to have them on the program. Appreciate that very much. All right, our next guest is the author of a story that is that's staggering. I don't know how else to describe it. And you can tell me if I'm wrong. And certainly ask any questions of our guests, the co-author of a study, research scientist, economist at the NDSU, Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics. And I'm going to talk a little bit about these numbers. Dean Bankson is here. Hey, Dean, how are you today?
How are you?
Good. Dean unveiled the study yesterday. Things pretty exciting on campus today with that victory by the NDSU basketball team last night. Headed back to the big dance. Imagine everybody's a little fired up, huh?
Well, it's exciting for the team. I actually have a nephew that plays on the team, so it's pretty a pretty unique story to see that you got someone who's playing on the team and actually gets a chance to go to the big dance.
Yeah, no kidding. And what I love most about this one is it shocked everybody, right? It wasn't supposed to happen this year. I mean, really, nobody thought that was going to happen there. I think they're picked fifth in the league at the beginning of the year. So it's darn neat, for sure. And to Dave Richmond and everybody, way to go and winning that Summit League Championship and heading there. So what in this study most surprised you? You're a number cruncher. You've been doing this for a lot of years. This is a data you can benchmark and align going back to 2005. So you've seen a lot of these numbers before, but what stands out for you?
Well, the numbers that I think are still very striking is looking at the value of oil and gas production in 1 year. You know, in 2013, the hard numbers were $28.7 billion was the value of the oil and gas produced in North Dakota. That's a hard number to get your head around. That's just 1 year's worth of production. You know, we've been producing in the Bakken now since probably mid-2000s. And, you know, by all estimates, we're not even a quarter of the way there to the potential number of wells we could have. So that's one number that really stands out for me.
All right, so the $28.7 billion is actually, as you say, the value of the actual oil and gas. Connect that to the $43 billion that the industry contributes to the economy in North Dakota. None of those two go
okay.
together.
We break the industry into about four or five segments, and the portion of the industry that's responsible for well development, in other words, they go in and they're drilling and fracking and completing the wells, the industry spent about $15 billion to complete about 2,200 wells. The North Dakota economy was estimated to capture about $7.3 billion of those dollars, and those dollars then will circulate and generate additional business activity. The expenditures associated with oil and gas production, that's the oil field activities, that's the movement of oil to the collection points, all of the things that take place with operating the wells. You know, we estimated that there was another $7.6 billion that was collected in North Dakota's economy that was driven by that type of activity. And then we also added in transportation, which would be the dollars that are generated as we move oil and gas out of the state to other markets. And then we also looked at what the industry is spending on infrastructure, gas plants, pipelines, rail loading facilities, water treatment facilities, all of those type of items that wouldn't show up in our other assessment. And so when you look at what the industry is spending, in addition to the business activity that's generated as those dollars move through the economy, the numbers added up to about $43 billion.
Yeah, really incredible. In 1 year. For 2013. So, and what was that number in 2005?
I believe the industry total that we had came up with adjusted for inflation was about $4.5 billion.
Yeah, so I mean the rate of growth in the time frame is I mean that's hard to compare to much of anything. And then wow.
Yes, it's I don't believe the state has seen an expansion in any of its industries as large as what we've seen with the oil and gas industry in the last 8 years.
Yeah, just the timeline on that is just really hard to get your mind around. It really is incredible. Okay, so going back to your number that stands out, the $28.7 billion in value in 1 year that came out of the ground, okay? Yep. Do we have numbers for the comparable value that came out of the ground for agriculture, for crops?
Oh, I think those numbers are probably available. I haven't pulled any of those numbers together. I know it would be multiple billions. The egg numbers associated with production will be a lot like the oil numbers in the sense that they go up and down depending on prices. Yeah, those numbers are probably available, but we didn't pull any of that information together for this particular effort.
Yeah, but I'd be curious. It's just pretty interesting that, you know, what kind of numbers here are just, you know, and I don't say it to pit oil versus ag or anything like that, just to say how blessed we are in North Dakota to have, you know, two pretty significant legs on a stool here that contribute in such a mighty, mighty way. Agriculture has always been the 800-pound gorilla, and agriculture with this amount of growth, oil rather, with this amount of growth has come up now, nipping at the heels of agriculture. Some would even argue total energy above agriculture, and you're just hard-pressed to find that anywhere else, that kind of growth. How about jobs? Let's talk about what that translates into the, you know, employment picture.
Well, the industry has found a way to put people on the ground. There's no doubt about that. You know, we estimated the industry had a direct employment, those working directly within the industry, well drilling, you know, working in the transportation area, well maintenance, all those things, about 5,000 jobs in 2005. We're using numbers from Job Service that came out just last year that did an official headcount of number of individuals working in the industry that was at over 55,000. So we've added 50,000 direct jobs from 2005 to 2013. Looking at the additional jobs that are supported, again, through the business activity that's generated as those dollars from the industry circulate through the economy, we've added another, it looks like about another 11,000 to 12,000 jobs statewide associated with the secondary business activity. So we've gone from about, probably 20,000 total jobs related to that industry to over 81,000 in that eight-year period.
Yeah. Again, think of the amount of time just to logistically do that, you know, just to be able to pull that up, recruit them, you know, get them trained, get them on the. I mean, it really is. It's unprecedented. Again, there's no other equivalent for it. Right. I mean, you can't point to something else. It's a lot like when we did this. It's just you're plowing new ground here, aren't you?
Yeah, this is really kind of uncharted territory for the state in terms of the type of growth that we've seen. The magnitude and the pace of growth in this time period exceeds anything that we're familiar with, at least within our generation. It speaks to the challenges that we have in Western North Dakota. You can't take an economy that was the size it was prior to the shale oil development and expect it to be a smooth transition when you quadruple the number of workers out there in a very short time period.
Yeah, very good point. I mean, again, obviously plenty of examples, things we can point to in the way of challenges that have been difficult, and this is why, you know. So, you know, you got some gain here, and clearly with some gain is going to come some pain. That just, that's a fact of life, no question about it. Kurt Bismarck has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Kurt. You're up with Dean Bankston from NDSU.
What a great study, Dean and Scott. It's good. This is the kind of thing that needs to be getting out. We get nothing but headlines, but negative news. And when something like this comes out, nothing gets covered. I've been subject to the same thing. My question, Dean, is what was your multiplier effect? What was the index number that you used dollar ratio wise? Was it around $1.50, $1.40, $1.60, $2? What was that number?
The number that we ended up, it varies depending upon what segment of the industry, because there's different degrees of dollar circulation, and the dollar will circulate in the economy until it seeks an input that we don't have locally, and then that dollar leaves.
Do me a favor, Dean, if you would, hold that thought. We're up against a hard break, and we'll keep Kurt in suspense here. Kurt, hang on to more coming up after the break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Attention all ranchers concerned with the North Dakota State Beef Checkup. House Bill 1238 passed in the House for an increase in your beef checkoff assessment. It is now going to be heard in the Senate Ag Committee on March 6th at 8 a.m. in the Brynhild Hogland Room. If you have concerns regarding an increase that is being forced upon you legislatively rather than by the producer being able to vote, you need to voice your opinion by contacting the Senate Ag Committee members and your senator. Go to nd.gov to obtain your senator's contact information. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota opposes this bill as it does not allow the cattle producer the right to vote.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. That's right, by MyPillow, the one I slept on last night, as a matter of fact, the one that gives me a great night's sleep every night, the one our fine What's On Your Mind listeners rave about again and again and again. So the question is, why isn't MyPillow your pillow? It can be with a phone call to 800-506-9028. That's the toll-free telephone number specially set up for our What's On Your Mind listeners to get the great two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. That's right. You call that number and you get the deal, two-for-one. And we've had, a lot of folks say, you know, I bought one for my husband, but Might as well have one since it's two for one, and now I love it too. So a lot of good examples where you can get the great deal. 50% savings when you call 800-506-9028, or if you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, you'll get the same deal. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has a patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. And, you know, I can tell you all the stats here about a 10-year warranty and a 69 money-back guarantee, but here's the bottom. It stays cool so you don't toss and turn. It just works. I mean, just take it from our listeners. It works. Simple as that. You know, you will get a better night's sleep, and that's the most important thing to your health, and it just is something you just need to do. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, back with more of our conversation with the number cruncher. Economist, I'm sorry, Dean. We were talking with the co-author of a study out yesterday that I think is big, big news that I'm very disappointed isn't in more newspapers across North Dakota today. I know it bleeds, it leads, right? I get that. That's always going to be the case. You know, a train anywhere carrying Bakken crude, goes off the rails and it's the front page of every newspaper in North Dakota. But here's a $43 billion number. About 1 year's economic impact. When does anything go up 750%? You know, and that's the number. 750% is the growth in the economic output since 2005. And this is from the North Dakota State University Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics. Big news. Dean Bankston is here, the co-author of the study and research scientist for the department at NDSU. And you were finishing an answer to Kurt about the multiplier. So go ahead and finish that if you would.
Yes, it varies across the different segments of the industry, but essentially when we look at the industry as a whole, the latest assessment came out with about $1.40 of additional business activity in the state for every dollar of direct activity that we capture in the state economy.
So, just do me a favor before Kurt has his follow up, put that into English for me. In other words, a buck is what the, a buck representing, for instance, the actual value of the gas, or a buck somebody in the industry paying somebody. You're saying what happens as a result of that then is a multiplier?
Sure. An example would be if you went out and bought a car, part of that expenditure for the car goes to pay the salesman. That salesman takes some of that money home and he buys goods and services for his family. Some of that money that you use to purchase that car, the dealership will use to pay insurance, pay utilities, upkeep on the facilities. Some of that money might be retained by the business owner. Portion of that money that is goes to the purchase of the car goes to purchase another car, the dealership. And so those type of linkages between economic sectors are what is created when you look at that multiplier effect.
Anderson, Kurt, anything else for our guest?
Fantastic. Very clear. And those are the types of things that give a better picture of what's going on in our economic world. My industry that I work with spends about $100 million in goods and services within the state of North Dakota. And when you throw that multiplier effect on there, it gives you a little clearer picture. And I really appreciate the dialogue.
Well, thank you.
I agree, Kurt, that it should be bigger news today, too. I don't understand why it isn't. But, I know it's a study done year after year after year, but still, that's just an incredible amount of growth. I'll be looking for more stories from our newspaper friends to cover this story. KX, by the way, did cover it, and Rob Port at the Same Thing Blog did, but that's all I can find. So I'll call for others if you've seen it. I don't want to, at least for the search I've done, not been able to find it. How about the number of royalties paid to North Dakotans? That's pretty extraordinary.
Yes, it's a number that a lot of times people will call and ask and say, what's the dollar value of the royalties? And we've taken a hard look at those numbers. Through our survey process, we've asked the oil operators, those are the firms that own the wells, what is the royalty rate without regard to whether it's public or private? So we have an overall royalty rate for the entire state. That the latest numbers came in at about 17.5%. So that means for every $100 worth of every 100 barrels of oil, the royalty owner receives the 17.5 barrels. So what we do is we look at the royalty rate and the value of oil and gas production, and we came up with an estimate of around $5 billion in total mineral royalties in the state. That was $5 billion in 1 year. Now, subtracting out federal royalties, which are published and available, subtracting out state royalties, which again are available, we ended up with about $4 billion of that $5 billion was in private mineral ownership. Okay, that is individuals, trusts, whatever, that own the minerals. We then went back to the oil operators and said, of all the payments you make to private mineral owners, what percentage of those payments go back to North Dakota? And the estimate that they gave us and the numbers that we crunched, and we had between 40 and 50% of the state's oil production covered in that part of our survey analysis. The percent that goes back to the state is 40.3%.
So just do the math on that, folks. It's absolutely incredible. We're up against the clock, Dean. Thanks for crunching the numbers for you. Sorry we had to run. Appreciate it, but great study. Check it out.
All right, thank you.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe. PetroServe USA.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.